It would switch those from being elected on a statewide basis in a partisan manner to a nonpartisan gubernatorial appointment. But it also would get rid of anybody who's on the current boards and replace them with new appointees after this year's election cycle.
I was just going to ask, so, you know, at what point would you like this to take effect if it is goes through and is signed into law this year?
So the way it would work is we're taking it up in the House in committee on Thursday, and if we got a two-thirds majority in the House and Senate, it would actually go on the ballot for voters in November of 2018. So if it was approved by voters, then it would go into effect as of January 1, 2019, and whoever the new governor was would get to make these appointments. And it's important to note that the governor actually appoints 12 out of the 15 universities currently. So this is the way we do it for really all other universities in the state except for Michigan State, U of M, and Wayne State.
So was MSU's handling of the Nassar case or the way the trustees picked Governor Engler a part of the reason why you went forward with this?
So this has actually come up a few times in recent memory in the legislature, changing the way that we do this appointment process or election process for these boards. So it's actually something I was working on prior. But then when you took a look at the board's actions and their handling of the Larry Nassar situation, it really made the amendment timely and really bringing it forward now. So I guess it affected the timing, but it was something that I thought was a good idea regardless of the situation.
Right now, Michigan State University's board is split 4-4 Democrat Republican. So is there a concern that if you had a Democratic governor that would he or she would elect all Democrats, or a Republican governor would just put all GOP representatives on all these boards for these three major universities?
Sure. So these types of appointments, as outlined in my legislation and for the other 12 boards, are subject to the advice and consent of the Senate, meaning that they have to be, you know, confirmed by the Senate, essentially. So you do have that check and balance on there, but that really hasn't been a problem for the other 12. So if you take a look at Grand Valley, Central Michigan University, Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech, and, you know, you can name through the universities in the state of Michigan that are appointed. That's just never been a problem, because when the governor does an appointment, whether it's a Democrat governor or whether it's a Republican governor, they go through the backgrounds and the resumes, and it's a formal application process, and they try to select an individual that's the most qualified. So I just don't think that's going to be a problem, primarily because it's not a problem for the other 12 universities in our state. But if you look around the country, what we do for Michigan State, Wayne State, and U of M is completely unique. So not only is it unique in the state of Michigan, no other universities do it that way. And I think that that's a real problem.
Speaking anecdotally here, I think usually people just kind of breeze through the Board of Trustees on when they're let at the ballot. But maybe because of all the attention here at MSU, you've heard a lot of people say definitely they are going to pay more attention to the Board of Trustees and may even consider running for that. Does this take that voice away from people who don't have connections to be appointed by the governor?
Sure, I think that's a fair question. I think it's important to note that in order for this to go into effect, it would have to be approved by voters. So this can't happen just through the Michigan House of Representatives or the Senate or the current governor signing into law. It's not the normal process, because it actually takes an amendment to our state constitution.
Thank you, State Representative James Lauer of the 70th District here in Michigan, for joining me today.
Great to be on. Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.